The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi, Scout.
Hi, babe.
How are you?
Oh, I am so, I'm sore.
You're sore. Did you work out?
Sore. Yeah. So do you remember a long time ago when I was talking about how I was getting ready for the movie Into the Deep in Thailand and I was working out?
Yes.
And I am not a runner and I think I pulled something.
Yes.
So my hip flexor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't been lifting weights. I've just been going to yoga and then doing like sculpt yoga.
Yeah.
But like I was like squatting, like I was getting to my body weight. Like I was so close and then I pulled my hip flexor. So I decided I reached this woman on Instagram who's all about mobility and getting all of your things aligned in your body, which I'm very out of whack. She did my evaluation before we shot my movie and I didn't have time during the movie. So I was like, there's no way that I'm going to do this while I'm directing. So
I thought you were going to go to yoga every morning before work.
I did go to yoga like four times during
before
that
before you went to set or while we were on
after.
A day off?
Yeah. After.
Oh, okay.
After and a day off. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I was proud of myself. The fact that I even it just helped me, like,
you know,
when I felt drained and overworked, I just kind of just calmed down for a second. But anyways, she, like, did an evaluation of me, and she was like, oh, yeah, you are, like,
hawk-eyed, yeah.
Yeah, you're just, you know. And I told her, you know, obviously, I think because I pulled my, I don't even know if it's my, I think it's my hip flexor, but then it's, like, also my psoas, but then also my glutes are really tight, which makes, like, my quads tight, and then my knees start hurting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, like, I've just been, it's from guys. If there's anybody out there that are starting their workout journey and have not been working out, you really, really need to stretch.
Stretch,
bro.
Foam roll.
I went through.
Like, you have to.
Yeah. I went through years and years and years going, I don't need to stretch. I'm fine. And now my fucking body is like screaming at me. Anyways, so I started this journey with this woman's program. And it's obviously like it's not like what I'm used to where I'm like fucking lifting weights. And I'm like, you know, like what I like to do. It's like focusing on those small muscles and stretching them out and opening them and like doing all these moves. And my first day after, which was a lower body workout, and it was like opening up that hip, that sensation that I had like a year ago, where it's just like a constant, like it just feels like this in my hip flexor, just something that's just like
throbbing, not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told you, I'd have to like rotate my hip to pop it.
Yeah.
That's back.
Oh,
I'm like,
yay.
Fuck. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? So I can't lift. I can't open this thing. I don't know if I'm supposed to go to like a fucking sports therapist or something and be like,
ideally, I would go to someone where you can do physical therapy pretty regularly at a sports clinic. And
so
try
I've done that. And a lot of these sports clinics are like run by fucking children.
Oh no, like, you gotta go to like a dude at an you're going to an orthopedist's office,
I'm
right?
I'm gonna have
to. Gotta do like proper doctor, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to because
Something's not right.
This hip is just like.
Have you done like injections or anything in there? Like, you know, steroid injections to alleviate some of it? Or, you know.
I haven't, but maybe
people are
to
also doing Botox now in the muscle to stop the muscle from spasming. That's another thing that again, has been really working. I'm always like, is there any extra left over? Can you just let me know, David? Can you bring it home for me?
I will. One of the Tom's family member, I'm not going to try to figure that out right now, gave me these LifeWave X39s. Have you heard of these?
No,
they're apparently supposed to help with this sort of injury, but it's, you know, it's like some people are skeptical. Some people are like, it doesn't work.
Well, what's the worst that can happen? It doesn't work.
I know.
Right.
So I was trying it.
Is it like those like tape sort of band kind of things?
Yeah, it's just like a little patch.
Oh, is it like a pain patch or is that for? Oh, okay.
Kind of. It's supposed to like, I don't know what it's supposed to be. But when she was talking to me about it, she was like, just put these on your body.
Okay,
it'll
good.
Feel great. I was like, okay. But yeah, I think you're right. I think I'm going to have to like research a specialist and then maybe possibly get some shots up in my hip so yeah. My hip can work again.
Yeah, you need to. You're going to need to. They could do like ultrasound. There's all kinds of things they can do to help you too.
Well, I did. I went to UCLA and I went and got like an ultrasound. I went and they were like, oh yeah, I think you just like pulled something. I'm like, bitch. Been like no. A year and a half.
You like, need to this do it like regularly till you feel better.
Something is going on in here and I need to figure it out.
Ugh.
That's been my few days. And when I wear heels, it's worse. Or when I wear my boots, it's worse. So I'm having to wear fucking tennis shoes and I hate tennis shoes.
I love my tennis shoes, but only until I'm like going, like I wear tennis. I even wear shoes in the house. Like I'll wear my hookah, like sandals in the house because my back heals me from walking around my house with the wood floors all day long. It just fucking destroys my back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I have to wear shoes around my house. You'll see as you get older, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. I wear like the old man sandals that have like the arch support. Like I have like house slippers.
That's Tom. Tom went and got his foot measured. And
yeah, you have to. We're old, dude. We're old. I love it. Every time I say something like, I can't see, my feet hurt, my back hurts, you're like, Tom.
I know. I'm just like, I'm feeling it slowly and I don't like it. I don't fucking like it. I'm like, I'm dreading. So I have my movie Model House is coming out on April 5th to select theaters and Amazon. Yes. We did this right when COVID happened, 2020. It's been a long time.
Okay.
And we're having a premiere at the Chinese Theater. Oh, I wish you were in town. I know. I wish you were in town. But yeah, April 4th. And I just bought a little sneak peek, everybody.
Ooh, cute.
Thank you. But then I bought these heels that I was trying on all my wedding stuff yesterday. And fuck my hip. I was like, how am I going to wear these goddamn heels? How am I going to wear heels on my wedding?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. You'll be drunk.
I know. I'm going to be drunk and feeling
you'll
it the
be
next
high
day.
On life. You won't even, you will, your feet won't even hurt. You won't even be thinking about it until the next day.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that we're doing right now to finalize the wedding. And Tom said yesterday, last night, he was just like, I'm just stressed out. I'm like, why are you stressed out?
Like the, I the wonder. Wedding.
It's like the wedding. Me.
I wonder, Scout.
For sure. I definitely probably add a good 25% of stress to Tom's life.
Yeah, probably a little more than that.
You think so?
That's okay. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, you keep him entertained. I mean.
Yeah. Like, when I originally signed on to this, I thought maybe we'd improve.
I always told like guys that I would date or whatever, when I got into like relationships, I'd be like, I'm kind of crazy. I'm just letting you know, but I'm crazy in like a way where you'll probably never be bored. How about that? I can't really explain what the crazy is. It's not crazy like your typical girl crazy. It's like crazy on another level that I can't really explain. But once you're in it and when you're in deep, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about.
Would you ever like want to see? Would you ever like want to see what it was like dating yourself? Wouldn't that be fucking interesting? Like, just really think of like your qualities and what you bring in a relationship, and like, would you have been able to deal? Everybody, think about this. Would you be able to deal dating someone like you?
I mean, you have to step the fuck up.
Yeah.
I mean, not to sound like a bitch, but
I'm just wondering.
To date me was not easy. Because we're kind of boss bitches, but also like incredibly sensitive and emotionally, you know, have a lot of baggage from childhood and a lot of survival skills, a lot of street smarts, but not really, you know, it was sort of self-learned. You know, it's like guys always want strong women until they get a strong woman. And then they're like, oh, yeah, no, that's too much for me to deal with. So, and I think the, you know, the line with women, I mean, you'll see when you have kids, like it's fucking confusing. It's blurred when you're in a relationship because you're like, your wiring is to like be the mama and the nurturer and the emotional one. And we have all the hormones for all of that and all of those things. But yet we work a lot. So it gets a little bit like, what's my responsibility? How I think you'd have to have very special qualities. I always think like, could I date someone like else like me if I was like me? Like, could my man be like as OCD? Like, does it make it worse? Does it make it better? If they are as like much of a hustler as me, is it, would that annoy the fuck out of me? Would I understand it more? Like, I don't know. Because for me, I'm dating actors. I was always like, I can't be with another creative in that way because it annoyed the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm as annoying to someone that's not in the creative seat as...
How about let's say this.
Okay.
What is the one quality that you think you would not be able to put up with in someone else? Yeah, I'm not sure if he has to pee or not. Cody has early signs of kidney disease.
Oh, no.
And yesterday he just like peed in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, it's starting, it's happening. And he just doesn't happens. Let me know when we he all has get to old. Pee.
We all get like, old.
Ugh, yeah, sorry.
Don't Thank worry. You. Don't worry.
Like, is there any one thing that you're like, if David did that, I would be, ugh.
Yeah, I'm a very much like, I want it done and I want it done now.
Ah.
You know, it's like, okay, why are you, I don't like to procrastinate and I don't like mm-hmm. shit to like take a long time to be done. When I get my mind set on something, I want it done and I want to finish it till completion and be done and move on to the next thing. You know, like and when I get into that mode, you just have to like get out of my way. And David knows. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff on Instagram too. Like when it's something yesterday I was like, when your wife starts cleaning or your partner starts cleaning in that manic way, just leave them alone. Because yeah. It's not the mess that I'm concerned about. It's the mess that's inside my head. It's the mess that I feel inside my body. It's the anxiety that comes up. And I don't even know what it is or where it comes from because I'm not stressed about money. I'm not stressed about career. I'm not stressed about my relationship. I'm not stressed about my kids. Like, I don't have any of those things that should give me anxiety. My house is organized and neat. Like, my life is good. Everything is good.
Was there ever a point in your life when you didn't do it right then and there that there were consequences? Like when you were younger?
I mean, life. You Probably. Know, like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would feel like, you know, oh God, I got, like right now, like we have to do our taxes. You know, like I'm just like, I have more anxiety because we're taking so long to get it done. Then I would rather sit down for 10 hours and
do it. You guys don't have accountant?
Well, yeah, but it's complicated. You know, yeah. We have like trusts and businesses and his business closed, my business closed. We bought a house. We sold stock. We sold a house. It's like we've got our stuff, you know, like we've got like, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's very complicated. So there's been a lot of moving parts and a lot of things and we had a lot of other things take priority. So just trying to kind of get back on track. And I have anxiety about taxes because I had my house taken from me. And, you know, we've had a couple of issues and the IRS is not always right. And fucking California sucks donkey dick and franchise tax board is, you know what I mean? It's like, it really killed us. So coming out of COVID too, and I had two young kids and there's just a lot of things going on and like how to stay afloat. So, and try to be smart about it and investment, you know, anyway. So I definitely feel like I have a lot of anxiety about things that I'm just like, I just want to cross it off my list. And I used to be a list maker and I still am to a certain extent, but I used to be, I have anxiety about money because I was living, you know, month to month. So I would make lists on the plane. It's fucking scary. I would make lists on the plane of every bank account I had, how much money was in there, what was coming out each month, what was going to maybe be going in, how much I would have until I had no money anymore. What could I do in 60 days? Did I have a show coming up? Was there or not, like, what was it that I could do to continue to live?
I would love that feeling of not like counting my money. I would love that feeling to not have to do that, because they say that that's like a really bad to do to yourself.
Well,
but
but
it's our industry. Like, you know, like people think we make so much money and we don't. And we're living paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. And it's not like we know when that job is.
You don't know.
I mean,
I would find like little, I'd have like little pieces of paper, like a sociopath, all over my, in my purses and my suitcases at hotels. Like I would just go over the numbers, go over, because, yeah,
that's
you
me.
Know, but then at the end of the day, you're like, okay, you know, so what's the worst that could happen? So I lose my house. So I have to pay a lot. So I start over again. Fuck it. So that's the one kind of good thing about my wiring is I'm not afraid to take chances, and I'm not afraid of, I know I'll be fine because I will fucking do it. Fuck it. It happened. Let's pick back up and let's just move forward. So I don't like to sit and think and stress about it. And I think that gives me anxiety to worry, you know, what if this happens? So I think when there are things that are outstanding, I still feel that. And, you know, my husband, God love him, he's got horrible ADD, and he's being pulled in 500 different directions. And, you know, he gets into that mode of like, okay, when she's saying she wants this done, and then that means I have to do it right now, which I am saying I want it done, but it isn't like stop what I told you I wanted done 3 days ago to then go do this thing that I have this idea for now. And then that gets put on the back burner. There's a lot of like, can't handle all of my moving parts. I can't handle them either. So I try to put them on other people, and then I get frustrated when they're not delivered because I can't do it.
Mm.
Oh, but I was having an episode the other day where I was like, why am I getting so triggered by this? And I was like, should I talk about this with Scout? Should I talk about this online, on the air? Like maybe online. Maybe somebody can relate to this. I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but I take a nap every day. That really just started. Like I always like to take naps, but
Is your naps?
It depends. I usually an hour. I like to lay down for an hour, and I'm really just doing it like right before I have to go get the kids, or David gets the kids, or before the kids are home. So I get up at, you know,
it's a lot
six.
Of energy afterwards.
Fuck yeah. And I'm also nonstop from six when I wake up with the kids until about one. And I'm like, whatever it is, dishes, laundry, fucking house stuff, but our stuff, like it's constant. I don't sit on my ass at all until like 1 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, I'm like, I'm starving. I need to sit down. My back hurts me. I sit down, I watch an episode of fucking Housewives. I eat. And then I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to go lay down, whatever. So the other day, David will usually say to me after like, you know, what's up, sleepyhead? Because I took a nap the other day for like 3 hours. But I wasn't feeling great. So I was like, I slept for 3 hours. So it's hard for me to allow myself to take the rest when my body needs it. It's very difficult for me to give myself permission to stop. And I feel guilty. And that's why I'm like, I wonder how you feel about this. And, you know, when I woke up from my nap the other day, David was like, he'll usually say stuff like, hey, sleepyhead, or did you have a good nap? Mm. And it triggers me.
Mm, yeah.
And he doesn't mean anything.
Have you explained that to him? Like how much guilt
I haven't
you
yet,
have
which
with
is
resting?
I haven't yet, which is why
easy,
I was
though.
Like, I need to tell him, but I'm going to talk to you about it. And then I'm like, I'll talk to him. He's going to hear this anyway. So I'm always like, well, maybe he'll just listen and I don't have to have a conversation if he hears the show.
I think if you were just told him, I don't know what it is in me, but I have guilt with just taking care of myself. To rest.
For anything
and
I do for myself.
And say those things.
And now that I live in the country, when I go to get my hair done, or which is like once every 3 months, or when I go, you know, I haven't had my nails done since before I went to shoot with you. Like I just picked them all off and, you know, I peeled off my gels and then filed my fingernails. And I'm like, ah, fuck it, whatever. I'll do it when I can get to it. But these are things that I'm like, I haven't done my eyelashes. Like things that are like, they seem high maintenance, but these are the only things that I really do for me. And it's more about being able to lay down for an hour and zone out and not have to think about anything. But because I live far, it's like an hour drive wherever I'm going and then 2 hours to do something. If it's my hair, it's like, if I get my extensions, it's like fucking 5 hours. So I don't
know.
That's
what it is. It's like your to-dos for yourself are, you feel like, take too much time.
Too much time. And all I really want to do
to do for himself are like all around, I'm assuming all around the house.
They're all around.
But then he takes those road trips.
Well, once a year he's doing that but he doesn't
men are different.
He's just different. He doesn't like have guilt, I don't think, about doing things that make him happy.
That's obviously something that's stemming from childhood.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's coming up. I mean, I need to go back to therapy, but it's very difficult for me. Or like I think I've talked about this in the show before. If I were to be laying down and maybe haven't fallen asleep yet, if I hear him come in, because when I'm laying down, he's working. We have opposite schedules. So I feel guilty that I'm not outside doing something with him when he's doing whatever I've asked him to do and I'm in bed taking a nap. So I have guilt about that. And then I'm like, fuck, I should do this. But then I don't feel well. So I'm like, fuck, but I don't feel good. I know if I go outside, and when I go outside to be like, okay, I'm here. He's like, babe, I don't have anything for you to do. So yeah, it's like, well, give me something to do.
It's your own inner thing. It's your own inner stuff that's like brewing and making it way more complicated than it needs to be.
100%.
I think if you just have like a conversation with David, it's mostly the remarks.
It's just the remarks.
If he didn't do the remarks, which he, God, I'm
because
not
I don't wake
Tom.
Up in the morning. In the morning,
I'm
I don't get a
Tom.
How did you sleep? Or, how'd you sleep, sleepyhead? I don't get that in the morning. I get it after I nap of like, how was your nap?
Yeah.
You know, and then you're like.
So I get you. I would say remarks to Tom that would trigger him into other things that he's feeling from
like what?
Trauma.
Give me an example.
Like I call him like a nerd, but like a nerd.
David
like
doesn't like that either.
Yeah, but I didn't know that that was triggering for him.
Yeah, because they were nerds in school.
Yes.
And like I wish somebody would call me a nerd. I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Please, that means I'm smart.
You're so smart. Yeah, so I didn't know that that was like triggering for him until he like told us. And he just told us, like, he just told me, like, maybe like 2 months ago.
That's what David told me. You know why? Because
very, very late. I was like,
let me tell you,
I've been saying that a long time.
I've said it too. And the only reason why it was even brought to my attention that it was an issue was because we talked about how cute they were when they did an episode of our show. They were such nerds because they were like nerding out together, you know? And so he was like, that's hurtful, which. I don't know if he used that word or not, but I was like, what? What do you mean? Like, it's a compliment. I don't understand. And then I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and then I've now heard it like through other people that have said stuff about how smart he is in other areas, you know, and I could see that's like a trigger for him.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was as smart as he is, but it's a trigger for him. So I don't know.
Yeah, we just don't know our triggers unless like the other person communicates or else we're going to continue to be ourselves. So we won't know that bothers the other person until we communicate, no matter like, because it's a big deal to us and we're exploding it in our minds and in our everyday life. Wouldn't it be so much better if we just communicated and made it so much smaller?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind
of
like
doing that.
No, it's really smart. It's, you know, when I had that intensive therapy last, you know, it's about a year and a half now with him. A lot of that stuff that was sort of the daily things that we didn't realize. And there wasn't a lot of them, but just a couple little things had come up. I don't even remember what they are now because whatever it was, we kicked in the butt. Like as soon as we left there, it was like, we'll never do that again because I didn't know that that was an issue, you know. But yeah, I think talking about it, but it's weird because I'm just trying to figure out why I feel certain ways about certain things. You know, I mean, there are things like if I'm doing the dishes and, you know, in the morning or whatever, like he's sitting on the chair, like if I'm even thinking that he's on social media while I'm doing something for our house, this might just be like a man woman thing or a partner thing. It's like, I have a hard time sitting on social media, on Instagram or whatever, if I see him doing something that I could help with. You know, like I can't just chill while I see my partner doing something that I could help out with. It's very difficult for me. I can't just receive where he's totally cool, you know, letting me make dinner and then he puts stuff away, but then the dishes will go in the sink. And then I'm like, fuck, you know, I gotta get up in the morning and do the dishes, which I don't mind.
Well, maybe that's his nap.
It is. It's true. I mean, that is. Because when he sits in his chair, he's on his heating pad.
So it's a two-way street.
100%. That's true, which is why I'm like, you know, he's not good in the morning. So I'm the one that gets up and, you know, he gets up and helps like motivate my children out of the house if they're being cocksuckers to me in the morning. If like I've asked them 14 times to brush their teeth, like all daddy has to say is boys and like they get up in 2 seconds. So, you know, that's like, you know, it's fucking ridiculous.
It's so crazy. I totally thought, I was so shocked. Like now that I know you really, really well, and because I've known you really, really well, yes, the podcast, but it's also like you with your children.
Yeah.
Like now I know you.
Now you know me.
Which
I know.
Definitely I thought was different. Just
like,
a little
what
bit.
What did you think? And really
bitch,
just like
I thought
the mom
like your
mode?
Kids were going to be fucking terrified of you like I was terrified of my mom.
Really?
I thought at least like structure. Like I thought right. like, not structure, but like I thought like, they'll listen to you. There's no fucking yeah. way that these kids aren't going to listen to Danielle Harris. She's going to fucking kick their ass. But it's because you explained your past and your upbringing. Like, so now I totally get it.
I don't need it's to. So funny. I don't need them to listen to me. I want them to hear me.
You don't
me.
Need them to listen to you.
I don't. Because they're fucking assholes. Like they're going to be, they're 5 and 7. They're not going to listen to me. They're going to push me. They're going to test me. They're going to push the boundaries. They're going to create their own little world. You know, like I want them to be able to do all of that stuff. I really want them to hear me. You know, I want to take that time to, for me to just like feel safe and want to like tell me things. And so there's a couple of things that have happened recently that have been like, wow, that was a new thing for me to handle. And I didn't know how I would handle it. And I'm kind of proud with the way my kids handled it and the way that I handled it. And so at the ball field 2 days ago, Jagger had a game and Carter got into his first physical fight with another boy.
Oh shit.
Yeah, one of his like best friend, basically. Like they were playing and they were playing football and one thing led to another. And I don't know what happened, but all I know is they both came over to me in the bleachers crying and they both had punched each other in the face. Okay. So one of the kids so Carter had like a big like welt mark crying like he'd been kicked or punched in the face or I don't know what happened. And then the other kid had a big old mark on the top of his head and like a bump forming and, you know, another gash under his eye or whatever. And basically what happened is they were playing football. I don't know who tackled who. It got out of control. The lines got blurred, but I think that's just a boy thing. And I don't know who hurt who first, but at the end of the day, Carter said that he was pinned down first and then he hit him and then Carter punched him back in the face and then he kicked him and then the kid kicked him. And my thing was like, who started it? Because you both were playing around. Okay, you both started it. He hit you. Who hit who first? Okay, he hit you. Well, did you hit him back? Yeah. Okay, cool. Then you guys are good now. You're going to make up. You're going to talk about it. Come here. You know, and my mom was like, no, get them over here together. We're going to talk about this. This can't happen because my mom babysits the other kid too. So they're together a lot and they play on fucking Fortnite all the time. So she wanted to bring them together. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to hold him and let him chill and forget about it and let the other kid's mom handle him. And then you know what? It'll probably just go away. They go to school. They're in the same class at school together. And they go to aftercare together. Like, maybe this is a boy thing. Boys will just fucking fight and they'll work it out. At least I've read that somewhere because I didn't grow up with boys. So
I think
I
it's
was
also
really
fucking video games.
Yeah, I know. I think proud though of Carter, A, that he fought him. I mean, yeah. I was happy that he hit him back and that he didn't crumble and start crying because I would assume that Carter would be, you know, he's very sensitive and emotional. My little Pisces. I was like, he probably would crumble. He fucking knocked. He punched him. He knocked him right back. It's like, good
what
for you.
What did that mother say to you? Did that mother have any comments?
She just came up to apologize to Carter for him. So she came up and said, I'm so sorry. He's being a little butt. So I would have handled the situation differently. I just know that it wasn't my kid that started it. And I know maybe I'm just saying that because I know Carter and I know the other boy and well enough to know that Carter's pretty well-rounded with stuff like that. The other boy has had some problems in school and some other things that, you know, he's kind of going through. So I don't know exactly, but I was just glad that like Carter was emotional and then he kind of chilled and pulled it together and now they're fine. Yesterday I picked him up from school and I was like, hey, how was your day today? And he's like, good. It's like, how are you and the boy, whatever. And he's like, we're friends again. I'm like, cool.
Nice.
Like, that was it. It was super simple, super easy. And I'm glad I didn't make a big deal. I'm glad I didn't embarrass him. I'm glad I didn't make a production out of bringing the other kid over and having a conversation about it. You take care of your kid, I'll take care of my kid. They're boys. They're going to fight it out. They're going to make up. You know, don't put your hands on another kid. But if someone puts their hands on you, I'm okay with you putting their hands, putting your hands on them back. Sorry. I just, you know, that's just the way that I'll probably get shit for that. But I mean, I'm just not that mom that's like, okay, for as like easy as I am with my kids,
yeah, that's hard,
there's also
man.
Structure.
That must be really hard for a parent to figure out what sort of advice you can give to your children to survive. You know, it must be so hard. It's so contradictory.
You know, I'm the boss. When Carter does something fucked up, like, I'm the first one to grab his ass and put him in his room and close the door. Or you're not getting this, or you're not getting that. You know, you're not getting your Switch. Give that to me. I am all about throwing shit in the trash. I will pick it up and throw it in the garbage. Also, say what you mean to me and what you say. There's nothing that I say to my kids that I don't follow through with.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up, I was fucking grounded all the time and my mom would forget about it within an hour. She'd ground me. I mean, even as a teenager, she'd fucking ground me. And then and my sister will say the same thing. And then 2 hours later, she'd be like, what is your plan for tonight? Are you going out with your friends? Are you staying home? What's going on? And then I'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna go up to City Walk, you know? And then I'm like, fuck yeah. She's like not gonna hold me accountable for whatever I did.
Hard.
So it was easy
shit.
To.
So you got away with a lot of shit.
My mom was just scared of me.
Oh man.
You know, she's
damn.
Still scared of me.
And Danielle, her kids doesn't listen to her.
See what
Full
happens?
Full circle, bitch.
See what happens? But they do when I get serious. Like, they're, you know, they know not to fuck with me. They'll kind of test the, like, you know, the, they're,
what
they're,
does David
like,
do? Or do we not want to talk about it?
What
does David do that, why they're afraid of, or not afraid, but will listen to him?
He's just dad. There's always
He's
one.
He's just a male.
It's just the other.
The male. Alpha,
you know,
male.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? That's why I listen to him too.
I really think that the dynamic in our relationship and how I've been with children that I've taught or children that I've lived with, I feel like I might be the more intense one. I didn't see a thumbs up.
Yeah, you will be.
Like, I think I might, but I also have a way with, like, even whenever I watch anybody else's kids.
Yeah.
I'm not letting them get away with shit.
No.
Very, like, you gotta knock this off.
There's nothing I love more.
You can't see me again. That's what I use. Yeah. It's like, you can't see me again.
Yeah.
And kids go, what? What
That's
do you mean?
True. They're not, I'm like, I have no problem like, taking my kid away or canceling plans or, you know, doing any of that stuff. Carter said the craziest thing the other night, and I'm glad I remember it because I was so fascinated by what he said, and I wasn't high or anything. You know, we were just going to bed, and those are my favorite times to have those conversations right before bed because he's tired and, you know, he's probably just kind of talking, like he's not thinking about what he's talking about, but stuff comes up that's really interesting. We're laying in bed and he's hugging me and snuggling me, and, you know, he has to be wrapped around me, and which I love. He said, you and daddy are so much nicer than my last parents. And I said, who were your last parents? And he said, oh, they used to make me pick corn in the fields in the hot sun all day. And I was like,
why are these fucking kids doing this shit? Why are these kids saying this kind of shit? Is it because now they're seeing it on fucking TikTok and YouTube? So now they're like, let me fuck with my parents.
I don't know. All I know, I was like, I wonder if he has like, if he's like past life. Like,
that's crazy.
He said they were mean to me. They were mean to me. They used to make me
pick corn. Did he elaborate with you?
No,
because
he fell asleep like right after. They used to make me pick corn in the hot sun all day. Like, pick corn. I don't even think he knows how to, like, that you pick corn. Like, that you can, he's never seen corn grow in a field.
Let's just see if this is a YouTube video.
God only knows. He only watches Fortnite shit, though. So they're not picking corn on Fortnite. And also the, like, I wonder, like, in the car today, we had Transformers on. And there were a lot of bad words and, you know, stuff like that. And there's that part of me that's like, okay, Do I want to expose my kids to this language? No, they're not going to use it. I mean, they might with each other, but that's okay. I mean, whatever. You know, kids are going to be kids. I mean, my parents cursed around me all the time when I was young.
So crazy. There's so many fucking kids that are like now talking about like their past life and what they were. Oh my God, it's so crazy.
I mean, maybe I'm curious. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I was like picking corn in the hot sun in the field. What the? I was like, whoa, that's crazy. The fact that like he's like, you're so much nicer than my last parents was like, what? Fucking nuts. Speaking of nice, my mom, I think will come on the show during Mother's Day, which is coming up, by the way. It's very, because you guys
when
have to
Mother's
start.
When is Mother's Day?
I think it's in May. Oh, wait. April? No, I don't know. Let's look it up. It's coming out because I started seeing like shit on my email for gifts like at Lush and stuff.
Oh, May
like
12th.
May 12th. Okay. Whatever.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what I'm doing. Who knows?
I'll be back.
Who knows at this point?
I want to talk a little bit about Quiet on Set.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's
let's
come up a lot.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Watch that. I watched that. I haven't watched the new episode that they're
that's
coming.
That's not out yet until...
It's not out yet?
No, it's the 7th. April 7th. It's coming out. It's the I don't know when they shot that. I think they might have done it after, like, recently. Like, I mean, I don't know. I know that it was only supposed to be four episodes, and then now they're releasing a fifth. So
who
I don't know.
Who produced this? Like, who came... I feel like you know. Like, who was like, all right, we're going to talk about this.
It is Investigation Discovery. And then the two women that are producers, director, are Mary Robertson and Emma Schwartz, which I haven't looked them up yet. I just wrote it down because I want to do a little research on them.
What's their connection with this?
Why are they interested in this? For those of you that have not seen it, it's a four-part special about the abuse and mistreatment of children actors on Nickelodeon television shows. They haven't crossed over into other networks, which, I mean, I'm sure once, you know, we'll see how this goes. And then ideally, all of them will be outed for what they've done to kids and all producers. And I'm hoping and praying that we have a hashtag MeTooKids at some point, so this can stop. I've been talking about this with you. I've been talking about this with all of my other actress friends for many years now. You know, I've sat down at lengths with Corey Feldman about what we can do to make these changes. And it's very complicated. I've got a really good girlfriend who has seen a lot of horrible stuff, but she still works with ABC and Disney and is like, how and when and what do you do to... You know, it's like, will you work again? How is this going to happen? You know, so I knew Brian, who is he was found guilty. So the child molester, you know, there were a lot of these men that were around. I had a bunch of them around me that I didn't realize until I was much older that what the fuck are they doing? What the fuck is that 27-year-old doing hanging out with a 14-year-old? Like, why was he taking me to clubs and why were we? I never had anything happen to me. So knock on wood. But I knew something wasn't right. And I didn't know
even
where
at that
it was.
Yeah.
Knew something wasn't right. Didn't know where it was coming from. But I felt like the boys had it more, but it was more because I think I knew some of the men were gay and they were spending a lot of time with like the same kind of guys or spending a lot of time with the same group of boys. And, you know, it was just a very confusing, like, you know that something is wrong, but you're not quite sure what it is. And you don't want to say something because
you're
you don't
young.
Know. You're 14.
Yeah. And you're like, going to all these adult things.
Yeah. And like, you don't know
crazy.
Like what you don't know. And you're surrounded by adults.
And it's adults that are introducing this to you. So obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
And you know, you don't from like director to you don't there was no information then on like what was happening. And there's too many adults around. I mean, for example, like Feldman and I were talking about, I don't know if you and I have talked about this, about why are people that work with children not background checked.
Yeah.
I feel
that's
like
crazy. That needs to happen ASAP.
Every set where there is a minor child, whether or not they have a studio teacher there and a parent there or not, you need to background check every fucking person on that set that is going to come in contact.
Because a lot of these parents take like the back seat. Well, of course, a lot of parents.
My mom
was
in the trailer the entire time. My mom did not want to be a burden.
Who do you think is raising your kids on these sets? You don't know.
No idea.
You're just like, you're taking at the studio, hired people that are not pedophiles or not like wanting to attack our children.
There were a
lot of, you're just trusting in these studios.
There were a lot of kids when I was, you know, in the 90s that had guardians, right? Their parents worked and they had people take, you know, taking their kids to set, you know, as an adult, they became assistants or whatever, but there were a lot of, and they were 95% men that were taking these 13, 14, 15 year old boys to set as their guardian. I don't know where they found him, how they hired him, what the, you know, what the situation was, but there was a lot of stuff.
Babysitting sites and all this shit.
Do background checks. Yeah.
Why can't we do that for our children in the entertainment business?
I mean, I know people are there. Like, there are... There didn't used to be as strict of, like, the studio teacher or the guardian is always present when they're, when the child is on set. That did not used to be the case at all back in the day. Like, my mom would be sleeping in the trailer. Studio teacher would be, you know, sitting, talking to the fucking transpo or whatever, and I'd be running in front of a moving car, you know, like whatever, in the middle of the night.
I just don't understand why it takes so long to make changes in our union.
Well, that's the thing is that
it,
like,
takes
where's
so
the,
long?
I know. Well, there used to be like a youth division, you know, that overlooked all of the kids, and they had been kid actors from, you know, the 60s and 70s that had some issues, but they were much older. And then, you know, when younger people wanted to come in and start making changes at SAG, there was some pushback. Why, I don't know. You know, why is
money?
There not? Well,
money?
Yeah, but, you know, but we're the
probably
ones paying
the cost.
For it. But like, how many kids? But that's the thing is, like, we're only getting like 15% of our money. So where's the other money going to our union? Like, why are there not things in place? So I wanted to start a whole other division at our union that is a bunch of past, you know, child actors that know what the signs are, that know what to look for, that know the questions to ask, that are very much like, that is absolutely not okay. That is okay. What about, you know, like, I just feel like there's not, we've talked about this, there's not that one person that just is there for the child. Yes, studio teachers, sure. But they're also paid by the producers and the production company. So they're working together with, you know, we need to keep them for an extra hour. I know they're tired, or I know they're sick, or I know they're that. Can we make this happen? You know what I mean? And then they're like, let me talk about it. So very rarely are is there a person that's like, absolutely not. I know parents are getting much better at it, but it's a very scary thing when you are trying to, when you're getting your kid in the business and you don't know what the rules are and they don't know, and your kid doesn't work, and then they're difficult. And, you know, it's complicated. And that's why I'm such a psychopath about, like, absolutely not. My kids will never be in the business. Not because anything happened to me, but because it happened all around. I just don't trust anybody. I don't trust it. That's why I hate fucking YouTube. I don't like people watching my children. I don't like to watch other people's children. How do you want to put your kids in front of God knows who on the internet and not be able to control any of that stuff? It's it makes me nuts.
Well,
but this documentary is fucking amazing, and I feel horrible that he had to keep this a secret for so many years, even when he went and had to retell the story. And it's been so many years, and it's finally come out. So Brian used to live in a guest house of another young boy celebrity was on a TV show, and I was friends with him, and there was friends with a bunch of people. And I remember, you know, specifically people like this and him, and, you know, always just kind of around where you're like, what do they really have in common? Like, we're hanging outside by the fire pit. We're 14, 15, 16 eating McDonald's. Like, where are these adults? Why are they around? They're not really around to, like, watch us. So I'm hoping that there's a big change
I think there is about to be. I think, you know, like, the internet is obviously, there's a lot of evil with the internet and what we're, and like TikTok and being able to be heard, but then there's also a lot of good. And I feel like with this blowing up like it is, like, there has to be some changes that are gonna be made. I mean, people have been talking about this. Even look at Alison Stoner. She's been fucking preaching this shit for years and years.
I've contacted her scout. I've emailed. There's been groups of those emails that have gone around and nothing has fucking happened. Nothing has happened.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? I know there's a bunch of, you know, people are finally speaking out, like the Jeanette McCurdy and, you know,
well, there's nothing that we can do.
Why?
It's all these fucking people that have the power.
Yeah, like, but it starts with us. We could probably do a stand with the strike.
Like we could probably contact all the fucking child actors and start like picketing. Like that's the only thing that can happen if you get enough people involved.
But that's the thing is when I was doing this with some other girlfriends a couple of years ago, trying to get Allison to be part of that movement that I thought was moving forward, it was like, okay, what needs to change? Give me the bullet points of the things that are mandatory that need to change for children, for minors on set. What are some things that will make a big difference? Like, you know, like I said, having someone, like there's intimacy coordinators for adults and sex scenes. Like that person is solely there to make sure that everyone is safe and that everyone is protected and that the rules are abided by and no one gets sued and there's no sexual harassment. And like that person's there to make sure everyone feels safe if you have an intimate scene. But there needs to be someone there for a child that like that. Or I've talked about it with you, like the emotional rehabilitation after you do dramatic scenes. Like why is there not psychologists on set? Or I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. There's a lot that needs to be done, but and we can start it, but we need to be specific. One of the things
just
that...
Just because all these people in power like just see dollar signs and they just fucking bastards and want to keep the money for themselves.
Well, it's union, so, it's producers, it's managers, it's
there's
parents,
so many
it's lawyers.
People you have to get through. There's so many fucking people you have to get through. But like, you can if you're loud enough.
One of the things that needs to happen is this is a start.
Yeah.
Listen, if any other child actors or whether or not you have had something happen, whether you want to change the way what you see on set, if it were up to me, I would have no children in the business. I would fucking AI everyone that was a minor. I would have no children in the business anymore until you are 18 years old and then you could play 14 and I don't care. But I feel like what would the world be like if there were not children in an adult's world working at fucking 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? I'm sorry. I feel like our set is no place for a child.
Interesting. It is interesting.
Just to be a normal kid.
Think about. Yeah. It's interesting to think about because like, you know, we fought for that a very long time ago when we were like, kids should not be working. They should be in school, blah, 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 blah. So I get what you're saying.
What would your life have been like if you were to just be allowed to be a child?
I don't know if I would have gotten into the entertainment world, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. I would have gone to college and done a bit of therapist.
I probably would have gone into the Olympics for swimming, become a swim coach.
Yeah.
That's what my other path was.
Right.
Either swimming or acting.
Right.
They both got in the way of one another. So I just chose. I don't know if I chose acting. Maybe I think I chose acting because I got to hang around and have fun with adults.
Listen, there's nothing more fun than going to set. Yeah. Still, now as an adult, I always say, like, the film industry saved me. I mean, I could have gone down a very dark path if I didn't have a lot of support around. So I just so happened to get fucking lucky. And also was scared. I have anxiety and control freak. I didn't do drugs. I didn't fall into the cocaine world. I didn't fall into meth. I didn't fall into any of that stuff. I maybe smoked weed here and there, but that's the extent of what I did. So I never lost control. I wouldn't allow myself to because everybody was dependent on me. But I'm hoping and praying something changes. And one of the first things needs to be, you know, the 15% needs to be in all 50 states. Like the fact that that still doesn't happen, that our union still allows people to work in, and maybe I have to redo my research, but this is the way it was last time I was looking it up. You know, there's no one's taking care of the kids' money. That's another big deal for me. That is even more detrimental because every kid actor has experienced that. Where adults take advantage, whether it's for me, it was my business manager, you know, whether there's just no one protecting.
Like even the fucking union, it's like, why are you taking anything from a child? anything. All money, everything, no percentage, no nothing, agent, man. It should all go to a child until they're an adult. You know, like why are we like, yeah, I mean, then why are there laws about like smoking and drinking? Like, you know,
it's
like if this child is being treated like an adult, they're a fucking adult.
Our union is they're the only adult. Union that employs children.
Children. Yeah.
We're the only union that allows children.
Yeah, it's very, yeah. That's it's an interesting. Fucking weird. I've actually never like sat down to like put it in that perspective before. That's pretty, yeah, that's pretty crazy. I obviously like have a weird look at it because I was a child actor. And like you said, it did save me in my life. So it's like so hard. Like a child that's seeking, that gets what I got out of it.
I know.
Being like, no, you can't. It's like, oh, that would have killed me if I wasn't able to have the opportunity that I did have.
I know,
growing
me too.
Up in this world, but I get it. It's also very damaging. It's like, what is the percentage of damaging, and what is the percentage of like?
I don't know.
It's a very. I think what we can do is what you're saying is like protect,
start to talk about it, protect children,
start to talk about it, and protect children more in this industry.
I mean, I see, you know, we've both been working with kids, and I've worked with many more in the last 5 years being playing a mom on screen, and I can tell the kids that want to be there and that are really excited, and then the ones that don't want to be there.
Oh, even when I was coaching, there were a lot of conversations that I had, a handful of conversations that I had to have with parents, and I would do like maybe one session, two sessions at most, but then after the second session, I would be like, they don't want to do this.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to work with your child because I can't do that.
Can't do
I can't
it. Can't,
I can't
it.
Be there and just be like, I'm going to take your money. Yeah. It's like, no, I want to, because if this kid really wants to be in theater for sure, I'll, you know, play with you and like engage in this stuff. But I can't sit there and teach a child that just is like being forced. It's like, ugh, that's like, this child, and also I'll like, I used to learn a lot about them and what their interests were. And sometimes I would bring that up to the parent, just so you know, like they have a really strong interest in horse riding and competing and blah, 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 or like hockey or whatever. And I'll like bring that up to the parent. It's like, just listen to your child.
See, that's the
listen.
Thing. It's not about like, you have to hear your children.
Yeah.
Hear them. I saw something yesterday, another video where this dad was like, you know, parents just get busy, you know, and I feel guilty too. Like there are definitely moments where I'm like, you know, we're Jagger's in the bath, like, mommy, play with me, mommy, play with me. And I'm like, fuck, I just got to finish this email real quick. And, you know, and then I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. Put your shit down, play with your fucking kid. Like it's a conversation that has to happen though. And so this dad was saying how he was getting, you know, preoccupied with work stuff and life stuff. And he had a bunch, he's three kids or whatever. And so he started to go for a walk with them every night. He would take like a half an hour walk with each kid at a different night, and they would hold hands and they would just talk. And he was learning so much about his kids from doing this. And I thought, that's such a great thing.
Awesome.
I spent the day with Carter the other day. He had to go to the doctor, and then I was like, you know what? Let's just spend the day together. So we went to like Ross. He wanted to get new shoes, and then we went to Kohl's because I'm helping my neighbor's son is going to his first dance. So I went to Kohl's to pick out some like suits and some cute stuff for him to try on, like his stylist or whatever. He's 14. So I did all of that. And it was really nice to just have like, you know, spend the day with my kid and not, you know, and my phone was dead. So it was like, there was no reason for me to do anything other than like, hey, let's do this. And I realized Carter does not like shopping. Jagger loves shopping. Carter does not like shopping. But Carter likes a task. So if I'm like, okay, so let's go to the jeans. We need to find a size 29-32. 29 this number, 32 this number. And then he's like, I'm on it. And then he'll like do it. So if I give him like a specific thing, you know, like they wanted sunglasses for baseball yesterday. And I said, you gotta work for it. You can't just like ask for stuff and stuff shows up from Amazon. What are you gonna do to earn this? And they were like, what? Like didn't understand. And I was like, well, and then they started coming up with ideas. I said, you know what? Your laundry needs to be done. So your laundry's done, but it just needs to be folded and put away. And you know how to do all that stuff. So if you come, if we go home and help do this and do these things, then I will buy you Jagger wanted eye black, which is like the smudge shit under his eyes for baseball. He has to dress the part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's going to be so styled.
He's such a boy, but he like wants to be like, he's so stylish. Everything has to be like an outfit.
His whole thing is going to change. Like he's going to change with the fats. He's just going
to totally
this
will.
This is it.
Whatever he goes, he wants to wear whatever outfit is most appropriate. I get it. I'm like that too. So he's definitely the more creative in that way. But he came home and he was like super excited and he folded a bunch of towels and like did, I took video of him. I'll post it when this episode airs. And I was like, it felt really good that he felt really good about earning something and helping me.
That's
now
great.
He wants to
That's
help.
Good.
So I feel like that we cooked a bunch of stuff together the other day. He was like cutting fruit and showing him different things. And I mean, I think that's the stuff that I had growing up, like I always helped my grandmother. I always helped my grandma like iron and dust and vacuum and cook and clean and all of that stuff. And I think that a lot of parents are not doing that stuff now.
Yeah.
And the ones that are, you can see that's the structure. So I don't know. I'm going off on a fucking tangent
today. It's interesting because like, I think, you know, with my parents, like my mom did everything. She did like the laundry. She did the cleaning. Well, like cooking wasn't really like we just ordered fast food, but like I didn't really have chores except for feeding the dogs, but I definitely didn't have chores.
Mm.
But I also worked.
Yeah. See, I worked.
I worked so much as a kid. So.
I mean, I always had stuff, but my mom has anxiety. So, you know, she was always like couldn't sit still and was organizing and cleaning and doing things
everything.
And running. So I just did it with her. So, but I would also work and then have to do that too. And I think that that's when I come home, it's, that's just a habit for me. You know, it's, I can't just take that day, that nap, that break. I have to force myself to do it. And I only allow myself without guilt if I don't feel well. And then I wake up still feeling guilty, you know, trying to figure out those triggers. I mean, it's interesting.
Well, I think that's what your goal is tonight. Full
to have a conversation.
This conversation. Yeah.
Before it airs.
I think it's, yeah, well, yeah. And I think it'll help you too. It's not just like bringing light to a situation, but I think it'll just help you like get rid of, I hate that. Like
it's like if
that,
you're sleeping and someone calls, if I'm sleeping and my mom calls and I answer and she's like, are you sleeping? I'll say no, even though I was.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's like there's a guilt about falling asleep. What the fuck is that? Or being
crazy.
Sick, you know, like I went to the ER last week because I thought I had a kidney infection and I woke up, I felt horrible. My back was killing me. I didn't feel right. I still took the kids to school and then I drove myself to the emergency room and I went in and I was in there and then they messaged David like, hey, just, you know, I'm in the emergency room because I think I have like a kidney infection and I'm in a lot of pain. And he was like, what the fuck? Why didn't you wake me up?
Yeah.
You know, I was like, it's okay. And then he's like, where
you
are
let
you?
People be there for you a little bit more.
He showed up at the ER.
Of course he's going to show up.
I was like, well, I don't need you here. Like, I'm just running tests and making have a kidney
stone.
That
was something that I got used to with Tom pretty fast was like showing up for me. Like, if I don't tell him something is going on, he's going to just show up anyways. So involve him. I should talk to him about that because probably David probably was like, well, why doesn't she want me to know? Why does she want me to be there? Of course I would be there because he would want the same thing. But that's interesting.
I don't know. Maybe I want his attention or maybe, I don't know. I even feel like, God, I wonder if he thinks that it's an excuse. You know, like obviously I had a UTI and like thought it was a kidney thing. And because I switched my hormone shots was cream there. And I think my body just does not react well to anything in the female area. And so I started to get a UTI from it and it went progressed really fast. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I was like, I wonder if he thinks like that I don't want to be intimate because I'm bullshitting about something and I want to sleep with the kids, or like I go into that, like, what does he think I'm lying about? Because I couldn't possibly like,
it sounds like to me you need to just talk to your husband a little bit more instead of just freaking out in your head.
You think?
God damn it.
You think?
You fucking, do you know that advice you give to me?
I know. Those who can't teach, remember?
Yeah, bro.
I know. Sweet. It's hard though when it's stuff about yourself. You know?
I know. But you know, therapy, it works it if you work it. That's
well, see,
right.
That's why, because I'm that not in therapy anymore. I don't have anyone to talk about.
Communication. Oh, hi, Cody. Oh, hello. Freaking out. He's drinking so much water. He's peeing all the time. He's getting it's old, okay. Guys. I looked up kidney disease and it said 400 days.
Scout, you have anxiety too.
Yeah, I do with my dog, my child.
Your child.
That's his days are coming. On that note, guys, happy Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Dun, dun, dun. Let's continue to talk more about the kids stuff, both the raising kids, parenting, and then the Quiet on Set and all that stuff, because I think it's a really important conversation.
Yeah.
And maybe we could maybe this will also get some attention and we could start to get the conversation. We can continue to get the conversation.
I'm sure Drake is also trying to do something as well.
Just want to say I'm just so sorry that happened to you. And I'm proud of you for speaking up about it. I'm just so sorry that you couldn't, like, you couldn't enjoy how hard you were working and the success that was afforded to you because you were dealing with something this fucking horrific. And
good for you for not staying silent. And sharing your story for others too.
However long it took, you did it, and we're really proud of you. You got a lot of support around you, and I hope this is the beginning of more conversations and some things shifting for kid actors. That's for sure.
All right, guys.
On that note, now we have to work on our script, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.